Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination buster. Ever feel like time's slipping through your fingers faster than sand on a beach? Like you're always chasing that to-do list instead of actually conquering it? You know that feeling when you're staring at the clock, wondering where the day went? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the good news. We don't have to be slaves to time. This podcast is about reclaiming your power, building a rock-solid relationship with time, and becoming a productivity ninja. We're gonna ditch the guilt trips and stress-induced breakdowns. Instead, we're going for positive vibes, practical strategies, and real results. Ready to level up? Let's dive in. First things first. Forget the myth of finding more time. You've got 24 hours just like everyone else. The secret sauce isn't squeezing more minutes into your day. It's about using the time you have wisely. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to cram a whole buffet onto a tiny plate, right? You need to prioritize, focus on what truly matters, and let go of the rest. That means saying no sometimes, even if it feels uncomfortable. Remember, your time is precious, and it deserves to be spent on things that ignite your passion and move you closer to your goals. Next up, break down those big, overwhelming tasks into bite-sized pieces. We're talking smaller, more manageable chunks that feel less daunting. It's like tackling a mountain one step at a time. You wouldn't try to climb Everest in a single bound, would you? No way. Same goes for your projects. By breaking them down, you create momentum, boost your confidence, and celebrate those mini victories along the way. Feeling less stressed already? Now, let's talk about energy management. It's not just about how much time you have, it's about when you're most productive. Are you a morning person who feels energized first thing? Or are you a night owl who comes alive after the sun goes down? Identify your peak performance times and schedule those important tasks accordingly. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't try to use it while it's still plugged in, right? You need to let that battery fully charge before powering through those demanding tasks. Don't underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned to-do list. But here's the twist. Make it meaningful. Write down your goals, break them into actionable steps, and prioritize them based on importance. It's not just about checking things off, it's about having a clear roadmap for success. Imagine it like this. Your to-do list is your GPS, guiding you towards your destination. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Productivity isn't about being a superhuman robot who never takes breaks. It's about finding a sustainable rhythm that works for you. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Ever find yourself staring at that mountain of laundry, dreading the thought of tackling it? Yeah, we've all been there. You know how it goes. I'll do it later, turns into maybe tomorrow, and before you know it, those clothes are multiplying faster than rabbits. But here's the thing. Procrastination is a sneaky beast that can seriously derail your day. One moment you're feeling motivated, the next you're scrolling through social media, wondering how an hour just vanished. So, let's say you have a big presentation coming up. Instead of letting anxiety and fear get in the way, break down the process into smaller, more manageable steps. Start by researching your topic, then create an outline, gather your visuals, and practice speaking. You're not aiming for perfection, just steady progress. Each step brings you closer to your goal, and those small victories will fuel your motivation along the way. Remember, building a positive relationship with time is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to experiment. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, what's one thing you can implement from today's episode? Maybe it's breaking down that big project into smaller tasks or scheduling your most productive hours for those crucial assignments. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Procrastination Killer. Get things done. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.